Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Mini Podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. I'm Margaret Katz-Kahn, and I'm here today.
Hey, I'm David Landjule. Sorry to step on you there, Margaret.
No worries.
This is kind of new for us.
I know. We're going to just trip over each other a little bit to get started here.
It's kind of like, you know, we talk about leadership being messy, and we just demonstrated that for the audience.
That's right. But we're going to take a breath and recalibrate, and we're going to get going.
All right.
And
what are we
going to
talk about today?
We have something we want to talk to you about today. David, tell us.
Well, you and I are passionate about some work that we've been doing now for almost 2 years called Positive Intelligence. And over the course of this year and maybe into next year, we're going to be sharing some of the contacts and tips from that work, especially around things called saboteurs and sages. It's just ways that your patterns of your mind, really.
Right. And we sort of visualize them for the purposes of this program as like a cast of characters.
Right.
And they have certain qualities, and they interact with us in ways that are sometimes insidious and sometimes helpful. And we really wanted to introduce you to to who's involved, to who's on the stage.
Yeah. And we've, you know, Margaret and I have had the opportunity to coach a number of small groups through this work, which is based on Shirzad Shamin's book called Positive Intelligence. And so in this work, we talk about the master saboteur, and he has a name called the judge. Yeah.
Yeah. And when people get to know their own judge, they have very different experiences, right? Sometimes people, once they get to know this judge, find him or her or them to be,
or it to be
very, very sort of violent and cruel. And in other cases, there's a quieter, dangerous, in the background sort of quality.
Right. So let's share, with the folks what we're talking about here. So this is the way that we judge ourselves harshly, the way we judge circumstances, right or wrong, or other people, good or bad.
Yeah, I think the important thing for me when I was first learning about my judge is to remember that this is an adaptive thing. You know, we all formed this judge was formed in our psyches, and the way that this judge languages and the kinds of things that he or her says to us were actually incredibly adaptive. You know, for most of us, whatever challenges our childhoods held, our judges emerged really to try to keep us safe, to try to get us in our parents' or bullies' good graces as much as possible. And the beautiful thing about being a grown-up now is that we get to have a different relationship and change how we interact with this judge.
Well, I like what you say here, because we do some work in the PQ coaching program around with our childhood pictures. Mm-hmm. And when you look, and we've coached many leaders now who've gone through this exercise, which is a beautiful exercise. And when you look at your early childhood picture, like if it's a baby picture, the judge and the other saboteurs just aren't there. So it is incredibly adaptive. And at some point, the judge served you well in life, like keeps you safe, avoids harm, keeps you away from dangerous people, may even the inner critic part of the judge might even motivate you at some point in your life. And then as we become adults, it turns out that none of these mind patterns of the judge serve us very well, even though the judge would tell you that it does.
Yeah. And I think, sure would. I think many of us, David, believe that this is who we are until we start really noticing this voice. and going through the practice of paying attention and separating out this voice, I think many people really just believe, you know, I'm just critical of myself. That's just how this works in life, right? They just have accepted that this is how it is, how things are.
Right. Yeah, there's a resignation. Even that's lives in the land of the judge.
Yeah.
The resignation, right?
Deal with it. Suck it up, buttercup.
Right. Yeah. What we've seen is that, well, this character we call the judge is described as the master saboteur. And over the coming weeks, we're going to be leading you in some discussions around some of these accomplice saboteurs, which you may find familiar. But the judge is the one that most people have. Chizard likes to say, like, we're human judging machines. That's just what we are. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just what we are, who we are. But not so helpful in adult life or in leadership roles or in the nonprofit world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. And one of the things that comes up when we work with small groups on this is people respond to us and say, well, I need to be able to judge things. How else would I know what to participate in or when something's not working? And Shirzad helps us have a differentiation between when we're judging and when we are in something that he calls blameless discernment.
Blameless discernment.
Really different, aren't they, David?
Right. They are. There is a lot of shame and blame in the society right now, in the culture. My wife's been through this program. My children have been through this program. Your children or one of your sons went through the program with one of my daughters. Yes. So that's how much we believe in this. And my wife and I, Lillian and I, have this ongoing joke. Like the judge shows, even though we've been through the program, the judge still shows up. And then we call it, shame or blamer. We call each other out on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yes. It's a very different way of making distinct, right? I mean, when your judge is driving, there's a lot of black and white. There's a lot of, as you say, shame and blame. It's a very different way to assess something than from a place of just simple discernment.
Just discernment. Blame is discernment. This is what is.
The facts. Yeah.
Yeah. And you and I have done some deeper dive work, and we could share a little bit about this, on our inner critic or the judge of self. So you want to share a little bit about our mindful self-compassion work also?
There's a great antidote isn't exactly the right word, but my best way to reduce the size of my judge, to make my judge not a giant monster, but, you know, something smaller and more manageable, is really to do a practice of compassion for myself. It's softness and love and understanding, you know, that
kindness, gentleness.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that was very difficult for me. And I spent the better part of 2021, you know, doing that work on mindful self-compassion. And I can share with you, I think you know, and the audience, that I've come a long way. My inner critic used to be called Sledgehammer, because that's what it felt like. He used to get a sledgehammer out and beat me up with it. And that's kind of harsh, but that's what it was, you know.
And mine has really more the quality of cutting with a razor blade. Like, it's almost painless at first. I don't even notice it sometimes in the moment. It has sort of this delayed reaction when I sort of notice, like, wow, I'm bleeding.
Right. Something. We could spend a lot of time talking about the judge, but we definitely want to encourage you to go. We're going to put a link in the show notes to our positive intelligence coaching program, where there are a couple of assessments free that you can take off that page and start to familiarize yourselves with your saboteurs.
Yeah, and it would be it's just a great idea if you're listening to this sequentially, go take that assessment, and then you'll know as we take a deeper dive into each of those saboteur, each of the accomplice saboteurs, you'll know kind of who's on your list to manage or to think about to work on.
All right. Great. Shall we bring it home?
This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe. If you haven't already, you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring you thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Please make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice. Yeah.